Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Tempe, where we help build businesses and we connect you with the right people. I am Kara Nowicki, and I am ultra excited this afternoon to have some old friends in the studio and some new friends. I have the fortunate opportunity to be here today with the folks from Toastmasters, and not just Arizona, if I'm not mistaken, right? Yes. So we have Roz Carter, Enid Moore Crenshaw, and Becky Van Fleet. Welcome to the studio and welcome back, Enid.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
I am too. So you had so much fun last time with Martha and the rest of the gang. You said, let's come back and do it again.
I said, hey, Roz is going to be in town. Everybody wants to hear from Roz. Let's make it happen.
Oh, I love
Thank you.
Absolutely. And Roz, where are you from?
I'm from Southern California. So originally not Louisiana.
Okay. So a little further if we went to Louisiana, but Southern Cal's not too far.
Southern California. Riverside, Moreno Valley area, for those who are listening and you're familiar with that area.
Absolutely. My grandmother lived in Riverside for years. So welcome to sunny Phoenix, Arizona, although it's pretty comparable,
isn't it? It's beautiful in Southern Cal. Here.
Yeah. And you're here for how long then for this visit?
About 3 or 4 days. I'm here for the leadership team for District 3 Toastmasters.
Excellent. And Becky, you're here local.
Yes. I live in Peoria. I've lived in Arizona for about 20 years. I came out here with a major company to do live broadcasts to about 300 of the largest school districts in the United States. And we tied video to text.
Yeah.
It was great fun.
So I heard you say before we came on air that you were in education at some point. So was I. I was in Kyrene School District for years.
Oh.
And then I went on to be VP for Pinnacle Education, which served kids through internet classes, you know, online classes. So how fun. We'll have to get caught up on that after all.
I think we probably have a connection.
I
believe Kyrene Schools piloted some of our materials.
Likely so, yes.
That's probably how I knew your name.
Maybe so, yes. And I was the school that I was at was the Intel School Partnership back in the day. You're nodding your head? Yes. So Intel and Kyrene partnered, my gosh, early 90s when I was the first assistant principal for Murata School. They donated the land to the public school district. Nice. And we were the first of the state and maybe even one of the first in the country for these business school partnerships. I loved it. Now, my 10-year-old, I have two at ASU. I have a 10-year-old who is attending that school this year. It's his fourth year there. And so it's really fun to be on campus, not as a grandma, because I'm old enough to be a grandma, or as an employee or as an assistant principal or teacher, but as a mom again. So it's really fun. So we will have to get caught up. We won't do it on air because today it's all about Toastmasters.
Yes.
So District 3. Roz mentioned District 3. For our listeners, can you share with us who is District 3 Toastmasters?
Let's see. District 3 is amazing. Awesome. It's also a place where you can come within the state of Arizona to learn how to speak and to lead with confidence. And it all comes about because you're practicing and getting that immediate feedback from your fellow members within a club where you feel comfortable. And it's all about you growing you in a comfortable environment so then you can grow.
So District 3 simply just means it's kind of the Arizona region. Would that be a great way to put
it? Right. It's all of Arizona.
But Toastmasters itself is international.
International. Yes.
And how many, do we know how many clubs, how many countries?
Oh, yes. It's 141 countries throughout the entire world. Mm-hmm. Now, imagine in those 141 countries, this global networking of people wanting to be better speakers, better leaders. Mm-hmm. You have found over 16,000 clubs for those members to join.
Over 16,000 clubs worldwide.
Mm-hmm. And at least 350,000 members.
Oh my gosh.
But they have touched, Toastmasters has touched the lives of over 1 million people. Mm-hmm. You know, membership can come and go, but the current number is nearly 400,000 members. So it says a lot mm-hmm. about the impact that Toastmasters has on people's personal lives. They're taking it to the next level.
I like to think that Toastmasters is different from any other club. Different from any club in that anytime, anywhere, any person, you can learn to speak with them. So it's separate from other clubs. It's not like any other. And the whole point of Toastmasters is to build leadership and to build speaking skills. And if you can do that, not just in your club, but internationally,
right?
You're not just talking. As one of my people in one of my classes said, I already know how to talk. Mm-hmm. I want to be a speaker. Mm-hmm. That's Toastmasters. So you can speak to anyone, anytime, any place, and any audience.
Exactly.
You're sharing that, I love that because we are taught how to speak. I don't know unless we find ourselves involved in something like Toastmasters that we're taught how to lead with our voice, how to have a voice with power and purpose. Mm-hmm. And that's what I hear you saying.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. The whole thing about Toastmasters is mastering mm-hmm. not just speaking, but leading through speech. And I think the thing that's so important is that after school, most of us may not have really training on speaking, yet on our jobs, in the elevator, wherever we are, there's that opportunity. And if you can really speak well and to anyone, all doors are open to you. And in today's world, we need clearer communications more than we need anything else. Mm-hmm. Toastmasters enables people to go into the world and speak.
Well, we could end the show right there. Because it really is so important and so clear about what you're saying. Clearly, you guys are Toastmasters. I'm thinking as you share that, Becky, my daughter is graduating from ASU in May. And she currently works for Red Bull, and they're flying her out there in 2 days out to one of their other headquarters in Southern Cal, actually, and to do an interview for a job once she graduates. And one of the things they had her do, and along with the application online, was to have to speak into a video recording. Now, sometimes we do interviews with Zoom or Skype where you're actually interactive, you know, and you're doing, you see each other and who you're speaking with. But in this case, they gave her the question. They gave her 5 minutes to prepare a 30-second video with no one on the receiving end. Just speak into the, you know, the camera. And she was nervous, right? But I got to say to her that she hasn't had a Toastmasters experience, but one of the things we've taught is really how to project, how to speak, how to give eye contact. And certainly she did well enough that she now is being flown out there for a 2-day interview experience. But So what you're sharing that Toastmaster does is give that opportunity for people to become clearer in their opportunity to communicate. How does that work then? So Toastmasters, well, let me back up. How long has Toastmasters been around?
Since 1924. We all know that like the back of our hand.
Is it a tattoo that you all carry? Right.
No, we talk about the founder a lot, right. Dr. Ralph Smedley. And he started off working for the YMCA and gathered a group of men together and said, we need to be better speakers. Mm-hmm. And that's how it all began, in the basement of a YMCA in Southern California, Santa Ana. Well, there was pre-trials in other cities through his job, but Dr. Smedley was motivated to encourage people to be better speakers and leaders. And the rest is history, that women joined mm-hmm. in 50 years later, 1974. And now I believe the statistics show there's at least 52% of female members in Toastmasters, where it was once predominantly all men. And I was in Toastmistress in the early 70s. Before women could join. So I watched the dynamics of the transition, and it was a wonderful experience.
The history is mm-hmm. so deep and right. so wide and so long. Incredible.
A long time.
A long time, which obviously speaks again volumes to how many countries, how many clubs, how many members, how many lives Toastmaster has impacted.
It's a life-changing experience, and you think of the over million people that have been touched by Toastmasters in these 90 plus years, it's probably 5 million people that it has touched. But at the same time, we continue to grow. And in the mission statement, there's the word empowered. Mm-hmm. People are empowered to become better speakers and leaders, to obtain self-confidence and personal growth. And so if that's in the mission statement, and that's what we're doing, and that's what we're projecting, then it's no doubt that it will continue to grow.
Yeah. Well, I think the history is important, but I think another thing that's so much a part of what we need to do today is to stay relevant. Right. We have a new program called Pathways. Mm-hmm. So our history is what we build from. It gives us our strength, our foundation. But the leadership, people like Enid and Roz, who come into the clubs and come into the state of Arizona and say, so what's going on in Arizona? What's relevant? How can you compete? How can you take part in today's world with this foundation of the great history we have and be speakers and leaders today? Our new program, Pathways, puts us onto that course and then takes us where we hope to go.
Right.
Exactly. Love that. And so let's talk a little bit about Pathways and how Toastmasters work. I mean, is it like a college course? How would you say Pathways? What is Pathways?
As an educator, I would say that Pathways is better than a college course because it's not just done in a sterile environment. You are out in a club with people from all over. The diversity reflects the world. It prepares us for what we do on the job. The whole idea of choosing a way to go, and then you're responsible. You step up, you speak at the meetings, you take on roles at the meetings, and you assume leadership. You take part. It's the whole idea that you're not just in a classroom, you're up there speaking. It's not somebody telling you how to speak, it's learning to speak through practice.
And then the Pathways program can provide a guide and a pathway. How convenient is that? But also checkpoints and accountability and that sort of thing.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. And is it a different, could it be a different experience for everyone? Can you choose different? Okay, I'm seeing heads nod. Yes. Yeah. So it really is
10 paths. There's 10 paths that you could choose from that are basically the natural life experience. Mm-hmm. And so if I choose to go this path, Enid might choose another path. Mm-hmm. Becky will choose another path. You will choose another path. It's what you want through an assessment that kind of guides us through where do we want to be.
Right.
It might be a professional growth. Retired now, but if I was still working, I would probably gear some of that to was the community work I was doing and the job-related things that I was doing so that my path would be convenient for me to learn or master the skills in those areas. Mm-hmm. But of course, retirees, volunteers, other people, entrepreneurs, they find the right path for them. So it's for everyone.
And I think that the Pathways, what it does, what Toastmasters has not done before, because we would say, oh, this will make you give you a better interview. This will help you to be a better keynote speaker. But right now, it actually says it on the path. This right here is for mentoring. This is for coaching. This is for blogging, which is very relevant today. This right here is for strategic planning. So you have different things that you can build. Either you can do your hobby as a blogger that now is a business, or you can, coach your friends or colleagues or even your clients more effectively through what you learn for coaching and mentoring. So if you look down the 10, I'd say that there's probably three things that you would like to do, but then there's also an assessment that you can take and it'll guide you along the path as to which fits and what would help you to get to where you want to go.
Something like, so this is it's available online. For members.
Yes.
For us educators, I'm thinking of obviously the learning management software, LMSs. Mm-hmm. So that's what this is essentially. And yet, again, back to Becky's point, these are real world practical experiences. Right. Mm-hmm. You're out there taking on maybe challenges and speaking and getting that immediate feedback with the club and the people that you're with. But this pathway and online program will help you with your progression.
Right.
Love it.
And evaluation is the key component to all of this anyway. How are we getting feedback?
Yeah, let's speak to that.
What are the members looking at when someone speaks? And how can we help them be better? It's not just mentoring and coaching. It's also the evaluation concept of What are we looking for? The look fors helps us focus directly on this person chose this path. Now I'm going to focus on what they need to be evaluated on so that they can improve upon certain areas, acknowledge and recognize what they did well, and then they come back and do it again with those evaluation tips to do better.
Specifically for whatever it is they're looking right. to achieve and
yes.
accomplish.
Because
wow.
what I'm trying to achieve may be different from everyone else in my club. Yes, there's going to be a few of us who have the same path. If I know that I can get evaluated specifically focused on what I'm there for, mm-hmm. then it helps me master that. And I believe one of the paths is mastering, or the levels is mastering mm-hmm. that.
I think when you think about mastery, I think about Gladwell and the idea of having 10,000 hours to become a master. Mm-hmm. Toastmasters isn't about so much instruction as it is about the practice of speaking. Mm-hmm. And the practice of it is where you get better. Mm-hmm. And so those 10,000 hours, that's a lot of time to become a master at something. But if you look at 5 years in a business, 5 years teaching, you become a master teacher. At about, I think, after 5 years, because you know the situations to expect, the guided evaluations push that person along the path when they need a push, or they hold their hand when they're moving along all right. And if they're doing well, then the praise comes. But that push, when you're getting started in that 10,000 hours of mastery, is what you need to get started. And the evaluations are so clear, so guided, that it helps any speaker become better, let alone improving your way down a path.
Right. And I'd say before they even get started, there's objectives. So there's a guideline as to what you need to meet, which specific, maybe it, if you go back, it might be your tone. It could be your voice variation. If it's coaching, it might be something else. But within, I think path or Toastmasters, they always have something or it tells you what benchmarks you should be meeting. It's nothing that you're just out there guessing. Hey, how should I say this? How should I do this? How should I perform? But it actually gives you guidance. And I think that's the good thing about Toastmasters.
How does one join? Like it to me, it sounds like, first of all, it sounds like it'd be very expensive because we're talking about training and it, the experience that is, as you've mentioned, a lifetime, mm-hmm. a way to enhance my life overall. So is it crazy expensive?
No, not really.
Yeah.
$45 every 6 months, $90 is the full year.
What?
That's it.
Really?
And all the resources and materials, printed or digital.
That's to be a member of Toastmasters. And with that, does Pathways automatically as a part of that?
Right.
Initially, yes.
Okay.
And as you develop and expand and move up the ladder of different paths that you want, of course, you could have a minimal purchase of additional things, just like we do with any product.
Sure.
But the $90 for the year, $45 every 6 months, that's it.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm.
Plus the opportunity to lead or speak at a meeting. You can hold a meeting once a month. You can hold a meeting 4 times a month. You can hold a meeting 2x a month. The opportunity to speak at each of those meetings and belong to multiple clubs, should you choose. So you're allowed to focus and to get to know a wider variety of people. The thing with Toastmasters, too, is the diversity. It's a real world reflection. Mm-hmm. And if you want to get to know the world, you have to be out in it. Mm-hmm. Toastmasters is out in the world.
And exactly. That's why you might hear of people that travel, vacation or business. And let's say I was in China for a business trip. I could visit a Toastmasters club
in
China.
How fun is that?
And they might even give me the time on their busy agenda to give a speech or evaluation or respond to table topics. These are the growing elements and tools that we enjoy about Toastmasters. And because it's international, we feel like we're welcomed around the world.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned travel, business, or leisure. And that's why I asked about the financial commitment to Toastmasters. The closest thing I can compare it to is maybe corporate training, where if I'm in an organization that wants to help me enhance my speaking skills and communication skills. A lot of times, you know, HR or somebody in training is saying, hey, let's fly you to, you know, wherever for a 3-day or a week-long program. And that's thousands and thousands of dollars with hotel, travel, meals, and the actual experience, right? That we're handing it to somebody else, hoping that I'm going to come back and really develop those skill set. But you're talking about something a lot less expensive and far more frequent. Can you speak to that?
I think that's the key point, is that you just don't go to a 1-day seminar, 7-day seminar. Is that something that becomes a part of your life? And as you go to the club once a month, every 2 weeks, it just becomes a part of you. And I call it the practice brings on the confidence. And so I can go and speak to all 500 employees at Head Start in Tucson, Arizona, and be okay. And actually use the training that I've gotten from Toastmasters to inspire them. That's one lesson, speaking to inspire, to encourage them to keep motivated and also to show appreciation as to what they do for the children. And or either I can get on the elevator and talk to anybody. And I'm a talker by trade, but not by trade, just by nature.
But by, then nature.
You, by nature. And then it becomes more professional as you talk. And then your confidence grows so much where I'm sitting in your lobby and there are two people that I've never laid eyes on before, but I can walk up to them and ask them, have you heard about Toastmasters? Here's my business card. Please give me a call or go on to our website and find out a little bit more about us. And not hesitate when they actually call me. I got a call last week and say, hey, do you remember me? I can take the time and have a very fruitful conversation with them and help them, whether it be in Toastmasters or just trying to coach them to where they want to be.
And the business environment, like you mentioned, HR professional or training specialist, in the corporate environment, that's where we have the most success with clubs. If you took a survey of how many community and corporate clubs Toastmasters has, you will see a light reflection of what you just said. Those HR managers, CEOs of companies that have an employee workforce that connects with the community, with other business leaders that may travel, and they have to speak, your chambers of commerce. Mm-hmm. And what better way to do it than in your own corporation, where you provide space for them to meet. You give encouragement to your employees to seek out Toastmasters for training and testing your skill set, rather than spending thousands of dollars for them to go somewhere else where it's a 1-day experience. The practical experience is then put to work. Mm-hmm. In my first Toastmasters club at City Hall, we were giving staff reports at city council meetings. People noticed right away the difference in how we were presenting our reports at their microphone to get a vote from the city council. Something as small as that was noticed by not just the residents, but the staff and the city council members, where someone was typically nervous to request funding for a project in, say, public works. Now they're speaking with empowerment. Mm-hmm. The companies, the corporate clubs, benefit greatly from that. Community clubs are great to form. I'm in one with that was started by the Chamber of Commerce in my area. The dynamics of them getting people to be a part of their businesses, they needed to be able to speak well. So it was a great foundation to bring Toastmasters to the Chamber of Commerce members as well.
So for our listeners, make sure I have this down. There are corporate clubs, so companies could host a club on a weekly basis, and employees in varying degrees of levels within the organization will participate, participate. And again, in comparison to flying somewhere or even having to leave your job, you know, for a couple of days and pull out for a separate program, this is that constant feedback, that constant encouragement, practice, the whole thing with the people that you work with so you can grow together and lead together.
Exactly.
And then there's community clubs, like the chamber you mentioned, or even more independent than that, that are outside of companies, where if I'm just a solopreneur, or even if I'm just somebody who wants to get involved and there isn't one at my business, my place of business, I can get on the Toastmasters website, yeah, right? Okay, right. And then I can find a club near me.
You just click right. on find a club, just like you said. It's that simple.
Good.
You click on find a yeah. club, you type in your zip code, and it populates all the clubs in your zip code.
And again, I can't help but think that price point makes it really feasible and available for everybody.
Yeah. Right.
The thing that's wonderful, I served as a corporate trainer for the last 13 years, and we brought Toastmasters into the company. We didn't close it. We didn't make it just a corporate club. We left it open. We brought in some customers who wanted to improve their skills.
A little hybrid.
It was. And it was really interesting because you get that interaction. You don't have a just a walled-in club, but a club that moves beyond the walls. And we did wonderful things. We had a sales team. We have a sales team. And that sales team, many of them came to Toastmasters. You want salespeople to be able to be persuasive. Toastmasters talks about persuasive speaking. Mm-hmm. And then they practice it. So they practice it in a safe environment of Toastmasters. And then they earn their living practicing it on the job.
Exactly.
Well put.
I love that.
It's a great thing. And it's as a corporate trainer, it isn't just me doing the training. It's not just someone up front telling them how to, or spray and pray, we used to call it. Right? It's the idea that they're actively engaged in building their own speeches, in building their own experience and mastering speaking at any occasion. And that's the power of it. I think when you think about Toastmasters, I think about power. I think about posture. I think about performance. And once you get those three P's into your way of speaking, you are no longer just a talker. You are a speaker.
And the same goes for leadership, right,
yeah,
you guys?
Absolutely.
You practice in a safe environment your leadership skills that you're trying to develop within your Toastmasters environment or on your job or community. What better way than to get the feedback from our Toastmasters members who know what the look fors are? And then we spring right into action. Mm-hmm. And if we fail, it's okay. It's that safe environment where we get the evaluation tips once again of what we did well and where we can improve. So it's communication and leadership packaged so nicely under the umbrella of a name called Toastmasters.
Which again, just has been around forever and is staying very current and relevant with technology and the training and the feedback loop and the way that the clubs are functioning. Outside of the club meetings, how else do you all get together? What are there occasions then to bring everyone together?
Oh, yes.
Like our conferences.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So definitely. This year we have the 2018 Actually, yes, the 2018 Spring Conference is coming up. We have the pleasure of having Karen Nowicki with us.
Can you tell? I was leading us there because I'm so excited to be there. So Spring Conference.
Spring Conference. We're so excited to have you there. It's something that we have never done before. Oh, and that's what a partnership does.
Yeah.
It brings two people together that can benefit each other and I think and bring new excitement to the district also. So that's part of our flyer is Karen is coming with Business X live streaming and the members are so excited.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. So I invite you to come. It's going to be at the Sheraton Hotel and that's on Dunlap and 17. The exact dates are May 18th, 19th, and 20th. And we're kicking it off on Friday night with come and have networking with us starting for kicking off. And then we're going to go on to educational awards for those that have reached the master of Toastmasters. We call them the Distinguished Toastmasters. We'll also have the Table Topics contest, which is kind of exciting because you get these random questions, and it's always exciting to see how they're going to answer it.
The learn to think on your feet part of our meetings. We love it.
And then the exciting part about Saturday is that we have Patricia Fripp coming, and she's well known. If you look her up on YouTube, that's Patricia Fripp. I cannot get enough of her. She's always teaching.
I love her.
She was at the convention, I believe, in 2016 in Las Vegas. And people are still talking about her. And we're like little school children saying, oh, you're awesome. And she's going to do an interactive training session also. So if you really want to hone in on your skills, your speaking skills, that she's the one to help you. And I'm just going to tell you right now, Becky Van Fleet, I tell everybody, she takes my breath away.
And she's sitting right next to me.
And whenever Enid says she takes your breath away, I tell people it's because I suck the air out of the room.
In the best way possible.
In the best way possible.
Right. I invite you to go on to aztoastmasters.org or look for the D3 YouTube site, and you'll hear Becky even speaking on the why, kind of. It's taken from Simon Sinek, but she takes it so much further.
Oh, wow.
And she will suck the air
take
right out of the room. She'll take your breath away.
Oh, I
think the thing that's nice about Toastmasters, the spring conference this year, our theme is blazing a new pathway.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And when you think about that, the idea of igniting the fire within people, when you think conference, the word conference has confer in it, to come together, to meet. And that's what's cool about Toastmasters, is that they come together. It isn't that you're out there speaking alone. It's that you come together and you hear all these wonderful speakers and people who have skills that you haven't thought about.
Right.
People who can talk to you in ways you haven't heard before. People who touch the heart and soul of you. Mm-hmm. At the business conference that we did that you attended, speaker Dom, what was Dom?
Dom Fawcett.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He drew a simple heart.
Yes.
And then filled it in with all the experiences that Toastmaster gives. I've seen that and felt it and lived it. But when he talked about it, through his eyes, his story, then you just want to think how all this affects you.
Right.
And you become more aware of who you are and what you are. You reflect. Mm-hmm. And it's such a powerful, powerful process. Mm-hmm. In the presentation that I'm going to do on Sunday at the conference, Sunday morning, mine is Ignite the Fire Within. Mm-hmm. And how do you do that? Toastmasters, a speaker can do that. They can ignite a fire. They can find kindling. They know where it is. And they can be the match, the spark that gets the rest of the people going. And if you get three or four people at a table out of eight doing it, then the spark sets the fire. And before you know it, you have a blaze. Yes. In Arizona, we worry about blazes, but this time we're going to ignite it. It will be a controlled fire. So I'm hoping that as people think about our conference, that they will come together to confer, to work with other Toastmasters, and then to learn to ignite, to leave there and take ignition with them to burn, to start the fires throughout Arizona, and hopefully bigger.
Oh, yes. And I want you to remember how much this is going to cost. Remember, we have Karen Nowicki coming. We have Becky Van Fleet. We have Patricia Fripp. We have educational awards. We have
contests.
That's the table topics, but I didn't tell you about the international contest that's coming up on Friday night. So you're getting 4 meals. And plus all of this entertainment, all of this training. And Becky's only one member that'll be training on Sunday, but we'll even have 3 additional education sessions on Saturday. Karen, it's only
$155. Oh my goodness. For the whole event.
For the whole event. We're talking about at the Sheraton Hotel.
With meals.
On Dunlap, with meals. Friday night, we start with a reception. Friday night, dinner. Then you come on in. There's no breakfast on Saturday, but you do have the Hall of Fame luncheon. You'll have a very good lunch Friday night or Saturday night, dinner again. Sunday morning, before you hear Becky, you'll have a lovely buffet that you can enjoy and network again. And I want to remind everybody that this right here is Toastmasters District 3. And if you look in the business journal, you'll see that we're number 7. In networking organizations in Phoenix. And so when you come and you visit us, and actually sign up for our conference, you'll not only meet with District 3 Toastmasters, but you'll meet with the clubs that support District 3 Toastmasters. We're talking about Farmers Insurance. We're talking about American Airlines. We're talking about Raytheon. We're talking about Intuit. We're PayPal, to name a few. So imagine if you come and sponsor the event with District 3 Toastmasters, you'll be networking with all of these companies. So and I invite more. You today to go on to aztoastmasters.org to sign up to sponsor. We have our conference book where you can have a back page, a front page, well, maybe not the front page, but definitely the center page. Our various sizes coming from the business card all the way up to the
so
full
you're still,
page.
Even though this has come up in May, you guys are still actively working with sponsors. And,
yes.
And the time is now to
the
get involved.
The time is now okay. to get involved. And it's at a, I'd say, once again, a small fee. So I invite you yes. to, you can look me up at dd@aztoastmasters.org. Or go onto the website at aztoastmasters.org. Look it up on the events, and it'll have the 2018 Spring Conference right there. And you'll see that horse blazing a path to success.
And you had mentioned early on, you kind of opened up an invitation for people to participate. Of course, members are mm-hmm. going to be there, but can a non-member attend?
Non-member, we're looking to have everyone come and enjoy
How
and learn what Toastmasters is
nice.
All about.
So as we're chatting, I'm thinking about different personalities. Maybe somebody who has mildly been engaged in Toastmasters mm-hmm. and hasn't quite embraced their path through Pathways. This would be a great, again, safe opportunity mm-hmm. to come and feel the vibration and the mm-hmm. intensity and the joy with so many different people
Correct.
In varying levels. To obviously the very confident speaker
right.
who will be participating in some of the competition and again, just networking and building their skill set mm-hmm. while they're there. To the onlooker, maybe somebody who's listening to us today who hasn't had a chance to learn about Toastmasters, that person is also welcome to come. And what the theme I'm hearing, not only from today's conversation, but also Enid, when you mm-hmm. and the other District 3 trio folks were here, there's this safety, this comfort. So if you're listening and you're, and so add to this or steer me in the right direction if I'm not going in the right place. But if you're the kind of person who's in your job on a daily basis and you aren't quite sure maybe why you're getting passed up for advancement mm-hmm. Or you're nervous about that next review and you're not quite sure what skills you're lacking, it could very well be communication. And Toastmasters mm-hmm. is giving you an open invitation to come and participate, certainly in the clubs, right. but also through this spring conference. So kind of on Toastmasters on steroids.
It is on
right?
steroids.
It's like
yeah.
we're stuck somewhere in our life goals in our path and Toastmasters will unstuck you.
I hear that. I did not, I've always known it, not always, but I've known about Toastmasters for years, but I had this idea of what it was and never took time to look into it until Martha had reached out and said, we'd really love to see if we can do a featured guest spot on your show. And Enid, you were here with the rest of the trio and I was blown away with not only the longevity of the organization, but how masterfully you prepare individuals and companies to grow and to succeed and to fill those voids mm-hmm. in whatever that means for us individually. What a neat opportunity mm-hmm. for someone who's listening today to come and say, well, this would be a great time. What a great price point for, you know, meals and camaraderie and mm-hmm. networking in addition to education and experience.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Incredible.
It should is. Be a sellout crowd at your district conference. I'm excited about hearing all that they're mm-hmm. offering for members and potential future members mm-hmm. about being a part of the Toastmasters experience. So it should be a sellout crowd. Everyone should be there.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably fly out to Arizona again.
Yes.
Because it's so exciting.
Can
it's
we get that
drawing.
Writing?
Yeah.
It's a drawing
it
factor
is.
For bringing people mm-hmm. into Toastmasters. Yeah. If you don't know what Toastmasters is about, mm-hmm. you will see it showcased professionally, explicitly, from education to networking to just fun and enjoyment, because that's what Dr. Schmedley wants us mm-hmm. to do. And the founder knew way back then, almost 100 years ago.
Isn't that incredible?
What it could possibly be today, but he probably had no idea it would be at this level that we're all excited about.
I think the thing, too, about Toastmasters, just as the outside world has become more diverse, Toastmasters is diverse. You see people from all different cultures within Toastmasters, and then have a conference where all those people come together. It's just empowering to see that, to be a part of it, to get the idea of how that culture does something versus how another culture does it. And then to see how important communication is, whether it's sharing a Venn diagram where you show likenesses and differences mm-hmm. and get people to talk about the likenesses and then to celebrate the differences.
Right.
Toastmasters does that. And that celebration, when you have leaders like Enid and Roz, they bring that group together. They not only bring diversity, but they bring their cultures, their attitudes, their presence to the plan. And this country is so diverse. If we belong to a club where everybody looks the same, has the same culture, we don't grow. We just realize, oh, they lived in the same place or near where I did, or they went to the same school I did. It's the variation in Toastmasters that makes the organization relevant today. Mm-hmm. And to hear people speak and to practice a language that may be their second language. How powerful to learn little innuendos, little parts of speech, little words that they use that carry over, and you can branch out and use that in your speech because now you know somebody better than you did when you joined that club.
Right.
It's just so powerful.
I'm convinced, and I'm already coming.
You're coming. And the beauty of that second language, like Becky just mentioned, that's why it's growing so greatly internationally, because, you know, whether the club is in Asia or Africa or anywhere, they want that English component in their life, probably through their job. And so they find that Toastmasters, they can enjoy speaking their own language, but there are components built into that where I know, for example, in Mexico, there's a club that meets weekly. For 3 of the 4 weeks of the month, they enjoy the free hand of speaking their native tongue. But one meeting, it's you have to speak English, because they know that in our personal life, we have to know an additional language, and English happens to be that language that all countries want to speak. Toastmasters gives them that environment to do that freely, fearlessly.
Mm-hmm. Again, all over the world, there's the opportunities for that. And you are finding that as you speak to other Toastmaster clubs outside of our country or English-speaking countries, that they really are valuing that opportunity to practice speaking in English in addition to honing their skills in their native language.
Right.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are there opportunities? Is Spring Conference unique to District 3 in Arizona, or are there opportunities for other...
Around the world.
Yeah.
Yes. Every district. Well, there's a foundation of clubs, let's say 100 clubs or more, will represent a district. So now you have, you know, 105 or 10 districts internationally. Mm-hmm. Now they have a conference.
Okay.
We would have fall and spring, but starting in 2018, we're going to focus on just the springtime. And the things we learned to do all prior to that conference is kind of like a showcase, where now you have those speakers competing to win an award, and they move up the ladder to compete at the international convention, which is every August.
Yeah.
This August happens to be in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is the districts and their clubs and their members grow and learn, and they're excited to recognize those who have made a mark in their life. And so they have this conference. District 3 is doing, they're inviting educational leaders, and like Patricia Fripp, for example, coming in to keynote, and yourself having this special award and recognition and participation in the actual conference event. Yeah. What better way to promote Toastmasters mm-hmm. than through those means?
Yeah.
And that media. So every district is doing this, mm-hmm. and every district is glad that they're doing it, whether it's one day or a three-day event like District mm-hmm. 3. And then everyone looks forward to the next level, which is international mm-hmm. convention.
So you can start at District 3 for only $155.
Yes.
Which is about four meals. I just counted it up.
Yeah.
But about five educational sessions. Yes. Plus two contests where the winner is going all the way up to the convention in Chicago. People are talking about it. People are doing it. And these are people, once they win the international contest, they become worldwide speakers. So this right here is something that's really special. And it's something that can launch a career in a field that someone's really passionate about it, which is communication, a keynote speaker to the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. Becky had mentioned Dom as the speaker yes. for this particular workshop and award ceremony that I had the pleasure of attending. And I had Dom on a show previous, separate okay. from Toastmasters. Oh. And of course, he just showed up as a pro and was promoting his business. And I didn't really hear much of his backstory until he was the keynote for this particular mm-hmm. event that you invited him to participate in. And again, back to Becky's point, he attributes Toastmasters and the camaraderie that he had within the club that he participated in for his masterful growth. And right. for him, it launched a career. Mm-hmm. Not everybody would choose that, correct? I mean, Toastmasters no. isn't just for someone who seeks a public speaking career and wants paid gigs. It's really, it's that mm-hmm. and simply somebody who wants to be a better communicator. Right. From, I love the examples that you both shared, mm-hmm. the elevator conversation, mm-hmm. you know, that awkward moment, the doors close, you press the next floor or 15 floors up, a longer ride. And not everybody's comfortable turning to someone and saying, hey, how's your day going mm-hmm. so far, right? But I always love, I'm a talker like Enid, mm-hmm. or maybe all of us here, but not everybody is comfortable on the receiving or giving end of that. And we mm-hmm. want it to be synergistic. Right. Two, you mentioned connecting with somebody in a lobby mm-hmm. and constantly having a conversation mm-hmm. with people that are either coworkers or strangers. It's a skill set and not always easily come by. So this is an opportunity right through Toastmasters to embrace that. Doesn't right. mean you have to be outgoing, does it? Mm-mm. You don't have to be an extrovert.
Mm-mm. No. No. Lots of introverts are members of yeah. Toastmasters.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. I remember Lori Rangel. She's up there in Flagstaff, Prescott area, where we call it Mojave Division. Mm-hmm. And I remember her husband, he keeps saying, oh my God, she would just be afraid to talk to anybody. She would not say a word. Now, Lori, she's organizing the training up north. She's the one that charters the club. She did an event out of Africa, and I have a video of her, and she's holding audience in the stands while we're waiting for the event to start, telling everybody about Toastmasters and how it benefited her and how it can benefit them. So that's what Toastmasters does. It takes you from nonverbal to verbal to actually being able to tell your story, which is advocacy, right? And we need that for all of our organizations to make sure that people know the story of Toastmasters. And then you can advocate for it so then they know how it can benefit them. Mm-hmm.
I think when I think Toastmasters, one of the things that is most poignant to me is that there's a set of core values with Toastmasters. Mm-hmm. So the idea of having integrity, mm-hmm. having mm-hmm. respect,
definitely.
Taking part, being a service to your community, and then to have the desire, yes. the absolute drive for excellence. So it doesn't make any difference where you are on the path. It's going toward those values and taking those not just within the club, but out into the workplace, out into the society or the place where you live, and then communicating those carefully. When we think about the kids today who are dealing with the march or will be marching tomorrow, mm-hmm. think about how excellent those young people have done when it comes to speaking. They are able to verbalize what they want, what they need, what they expect. They're servicing their community. That building of those ideals of being able to express yourself. I was so impressed with those high school age students who are fervent in what they believe, fervent in standing up, fervent in taking part. And to be able to do that and to speak clearly enough that anyone can understand what they're saying.
Exactly.
I think it just spoke so highly of where we are. And then think about those young people in a workplace belonging to an organization like Toastmasters internationally, what the potential is there. I just think it the power there and the relevance is just immediate. And that's what I like about Toastmasters is it frees that up. We have clubs for young people as well. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to know when I heard some of those young people speak, I thought, I wondered if they're Toastmasters.
Yes, youth leadership. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. And so we have an eight week course where other Toastmasters volunteer and they come in and they actually help the young people learn how to speak. Mm-hmm. And I remember my experience where they started off with less than 30 seconds. It was a really short speech. And by the time I got finished, they totally wanted me to stay. They're begging me to please stay and keep teaching us because they went from 30 seconds to that 5 to 7 minutes. Mm-hmm. Because if you're doing, let's say, the Boys and Girls Court or Boys and Girls Club, they're actually working towards becoming the Boy or Girl of the Year. And this is a tool where they use to get the youth up to snuff so they can actually win that particular event. Mm-hmm. And it gets to be very exciting what the youth can do and how much power they have and how much the Toastmasters can help them to be empowered to go even further.
Absolutely. We have clubs in for example, in a prison as well.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
You want people to be able to go from where they are today to a place that's better for them. Mm-hmm. And if they're able to speak and communicate with others, what a wonderful way to leave an institution to walk away with more than what you came in with.
Right.
And Toastmasters does that regardless of the situation you're in. Mm-hmm. But in a situation like a prison, how wonderful to offer that, to be able to give someone an opportunity they might not otherwise have had.
Right. And the return rate of the convicts that participate in Toastmasters is zero here in Arizona.
They do not return.
So that right there is a testimony. And it's all about being able to communicate. Mm-hmm. And you have to be able to communicate to find a home. You have to be able to communicate to find a new job. Yeah. You have to be able to communicate without that physical aspect and actually be able to talk, to inspire, to use words to help people understand what you're going through or trying to say. And I envision that as being a part of why Toastmasters prison clubs have such a good rate of return on investment.
The thing I like is that pathways, when you think about it, it does. It offers the high school student a pathway. It offers the prisoner a pathway. Mm-hmm. It offers all those people in between a pathway. How to get to where you want to go. Mm-hmm. It's about the journey, and Toastmaster prepares you during that journey for the destination of your choice.
She takes your breath away.
She does take my breath. All of you do, actually. Even quiet little Martha. One of these days, we're going to have Martha is in the studio with us, and I'm so blessed that we have connected because you're the reason why I have this beautiful introduction to Toastmasters. So one of these days, we're going to have the Martha hour. Listen, it has been just about an hour. Is there anything we missed that we want to share around the international Toastmasters organization? Anything else we want to highlight or note there?
I think something that happened this week that really moved my heart. Toastmasters started, you know, like we said, over 90 years ago in humble beginnings in a YMCA building with a wonderful gentleman who had the foresight to see that people needed this part of the whole human kindness picture of ourselves. And they recently moved headquarters to Colorado near Denver. And watching that ribbon cutting ceremony and the district and international leaders in that vicinity empowered me as a Toastmaster to say not goodbye to the home that we know they served well to everyone, but to see the growth and how Toastmasters has expanded so much that they needed to find a new location and a home for serving its members. So that is the international piece just became a little bit bigger. And I'm honored to be a part of it.
And a little closer to home. As expansive as it was, it's also very close to home, too.
Yeah, it
wow.
feels really
Thank
good
Thank you
to
for sharing
see
that.
That. Thank you.
Ladies, Becky or Enid, anything else that you can think of to help us close? Anything else we hadn't thought to share?
I think that my whole thing since I think my dad passed away was about legacy. Because I said, okay, what do you do after 50? How do you make a difference in the world? Because you only have about 50 or 70 more years to go, right, Karen?
Yes, so. Right. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yes. And so I actually think that through my leadership track in Toastmasters, I am able to figure out how do I leave my legacy in the world? Because I have the ability to mentor someone. You mentor that one person, but it transpires or it goes from figuring about maybe another 80, 100 people and maybe for another 100 or 200 years mm-hmm. because the way that I made them feel or the words that I said, they're passing on to someone else to help them. And so that's the way I feel that Toastmasters has done, what it has done for me is that it has inspired me to not only empower and inspire others to do better and to grow here in Toastmasters, but also at my beauty salon, at wherever I go. And this gives me the opportunity to not only touch, let's say, my two children, but not only to touch people that I work with or people that I have that come through the salon or people that come through Head Start, but so many people in Arizona, so many people in the world. Some people in maybe France or in Africa or China. And that right there, when I put my hands over my heart, I can feel it just beating and exploding because you get that awesomeness. And that word that I always like to use is wow. And that's all that you can say is just wow, because it's so impressive. And it's an emotional word and it helps you to express just how big it is and how much it helps you to touch the world.
Yes. In every conversation.
Every mm-hmm. conversation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can make every conversation matter.
That's
it's
right.
It's not just talking, but every conversation matters.
I think the other thing is, too, that everybody has a story.
The story.
And yeah. Toastmasters is so wonderful because it allows you to put into words your story mm-hmm. and then to hear and learn from the stories of everyone else you meet. And I can't think, I've been a Toastmaster about 6 years. I have no idea about the number of people I've met or people that come up to me and say, oh, I saw this or I heard you do this. I heard you tell your story. I want to tell mine. Mm-hmm. Would you mentor me? Mm-hmm. And I said, I'd love to learn your story. Mm-hmm. And that's what Toastmasters does. It shares and learns the story of its members. So if you have a story, we hope you'll come to Toastmasters and specifically our conference so you can hear the stories of Toastmasters in your state.
Exactly.
What a great way to close our show. And Becky, I don't even know if Enid and Martha know this, but at Business Radio X, for our international network, one of our goals is to tell a million stories, you know, mm-hmm. really. So it makes sense that this is just a fun partnership between Toastmasters and Phoenix Business Radio. And it's a great note to close on today. Y'all are welcome back. I know you already know that.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to seeing you at the spring conference for District 3 Toastmasters in May. And I'm definitely intrigued and interested in learning more about the international Toastmasters at large. So, Roz, thank you for giving
thank
me
you.
That introduction. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.